From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's meeting with Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke in the aftermath of the central bank's decision to offer extremely low interest rates for two more years. Though the announcement caused the market to rally yesterday, by today all that went up in smoke as the market slid yet again and attention shifted back to the economy. On Wall Street, floor trader Keith Bliss says the Federal Reserve admits it's in no position to rescue the U.S. economy.
The Fed is basically out of bullets. It's similar to those Hollywood movies where you see the guy fire all his bullets and now the only thing he has left to do is throw his gun. I think that's where we are with the Fed right now.
We're seeing the Dow down more than 300 points, 2.7% at 10,920. NASDAQ down 2.2%. It's at 2,426. Now, Europe had it even rougher than Wall Street. Average prices across the continent dropped about 5%. NPR's Tom Jelton says concerns about the condition of French banks prompted the sell-off.
First, it was Greece, then Portugal, Ireland, Spain, and Italy. Now France, a country that had its AAA credit rating reaffirmed just last weekend. But French banks have invested in some of that risky government debt that's at the root of the current problems here. The price of shares in French banks plummeted today, and the French government now has to worry about losing its credit standing. The European problems seem never-ending. Analysts here say at this point Germany is the only country whose finances remain strong. The question is how long the Germans will continue to shore up their neighbors. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Madrid.
A suspected U.S. drone strike hit a compound in North Waziristan, one of Pakistan's tribal agencies. There are reports that as many as two dozen suspected militants may have been killed. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad the strike comes just days after Pakistan called for clear terms of engagement in the U.S.-Pakistan relationship.
Neither the Pakistani army nor the local administration would confirm the attack, but local residents speaking on condition that they not be named said that between 15 and 18 people were killed when missiles fired from a drone struck the village of Karwane, just outside Miram Shah, the main city of North Waziristan. Disputing initial reports, the sources claimed that those killed were locals, not militants. Typically, there are no public investigations into claims of civilian deaths, but they are increasingly straining U.S.-Pakistan relations. Wednesday's attack is the largest since July 12th, when U.S. drone missiles reportedly killed more than 48 militants. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Let's take another look at those numbers. The Dow down 330 points now, nearly 3% at 10,912. NASDAQ is off more than 2%. It's at 2430. And the S&P 500 down 2.2% at 1146. This is NPR News. The U.S. military says it has taken out the Taliban insurgents who downed a U.S. helicopter over the weekend, killing 38 people, most of them American forces. Marine Corps General John Allen, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, says international forces tracked down the insurgents and killed them in an early Monday morning airstrike. New York City reportedly will require public school students as young as 11 to take sex education. The New York Times says that for the first time in nearly 20 years, middle and high schools will reinstate the program starting this year. The nation has a new poet laureate. The Library of Congress says Pulitzer Prize winner Philip Levine will succeed W.S. Merwin in the one-year post this fall. NPR's Netta Ullaby reports the 83-year-old Levine worked in auto factories in Detroit as a young man.
As a kid, Philip Levine hated the prissy poetry they taught in school. He started writing poems at 13, but he modeled his rhythms on the preachers he heard on the radio.
Detroit at the time was probably half Southern. And every Sunday morning you could turn on these guys, both white and black, and they would belt out language like I never heard. I loved it.
Levine, who's won virtually every major prize for his work, including a Pulitzer and two Guggenheims, is celebrated for evoking the richness of ordinary American life. Here's a reading from his poem, Call It Music.
The perfect sunlight angles into my little room above Willow Street. I listen to my breath come and go and try to catch its curious taste. Part milk, part iron, part blood, as it passes from me into the world.
Netta Ullaby, NPR News.
This is NPR.